The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of our radio program. And in hour one, it's all about the big story from the weekend, the boos that rained down on the Cleveland Browns quarterback. One of his offensive linemen says it's Cleveland against the world with Deshaun Watson. Is that inbounds or out of bounds? And how would you rate the thunderous greeting from Jacksonville fans for Watson at the exhibition game? And what did you make of Deshaun Watson's sudden pivot to an apology to the women he paid a lot of money to be quiet? We'll talk about that as well right now. Here it is. We're kicking off a new week. If you missed the Brent Musburger interview on the fifth hour, go back and hear that as well. But here is hour number one. A boiling welcome, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another week of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere in unison. As we chew the rag, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and deafeningly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Mecca of the Maller Militia, the Fox Sports Radio studios, inside whatever device you happen to be listening on. That is where we live, somewhere in there. We have a big announcement coming up in about 20 minutes or so, give or take. But our lead this hour coming from the NFL, it was the first full weekend of practice football. Exhibition games. People in the NFL get very upset when you say exhibition. I've had people who work for NFL teams tell me it's not exhibition football, it's preseason. So ever since then, when I got lectured that it's not exhibition football, ever since then, I call it exhibition football. So that's how I roll. And I have advocated that the fan not actually go to the exhibition game because I do not want the fan to lose a vocal cord, to get a sore throat, get laryngitis on an exhibition game. And that I think you need to save your cheers and your boos for the regular season. But most people don't listen to me, so it falls on deaf ears. It falls on deaf ears. And the way this works, we've seen this year after year. It's gotten even worse. Sean McVay was the leader of the movement. And most star players, persona non grata in the exhibition games. There's a few rotation players who did play this weekend, and a few of them ended up in the injury tent. Nevertheless, now I'm not going to sit here and break down a practice game. Not a real game, a practice game. I'm not going to do that. But when we get to that point, you'll know that I need to do something else, that I've reached the very end of the road, that I'm driving into a ditch at a high rate of speed. But the one thing that I did see that rose to the level of monologue worthiness was in Jacksonville. Now, this is not a Jags-themed Mallard monologue. But instead, it's all about the return of the creepy quarterback. Not suspended officially yet. It's under appeal. So did you see the highlights, or should I say the lowlights? Maybe not. Maybe you missed it. So Deshaun Watson, the creepy quarterback, he played for the Brownies. And appropriately enough, based on what we read in the lawsuits that have been settled, it was a poop fest. So Deshaun probably liked that a lot. He probably enjoyed it. So Watson attempted 5 passes. He completed only one of them, one more pass completion than you had for 7 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 39.6, which means if he had taken every snap and just spiked the ball into the ground, he would have done about as well as he did. The NFL's highest paid player in terms of guaranteed money. He failed to get a first round to matriculate the chains and the Cleveland offense. He exited, and Jacksonville had a 13-0 exhibition lead over Cleveland, but that's not what we're here to talk about. As you know, we cannot do that. So instead, it's all about the fan experience. The fans were all over Deshaun Watson, who is still waiting to hear his final punishment on how long he'll be in the gulag. We don't know that yet. But the boos that rained down were wonderful. Did I watch the game live? I did not. Did you watch the game live? Probably not. But I'll tell you what I did watch. I watched the clips. Hard to miss them. Couldn't get away from them. Fans were all over Deshaun as he's in the holding pattern right now. Now, that led to some interesting comments from the left guard of the Cleveland Browns. If I gave you $1,000 to name the left guard of the Cleveland Browns, you could not do it, could you? Could not. Hell no. Whatever your favorite NFL team is, you probably couldn't name the left guard for your favorite NFL team. Anyway, he said something that was interesting, so he happens to play for the team. Joe Batonio is his name. Who? Joe Batonio. Yeah, I really don't know much about him.
Never heard of him.
Well, because you don't follow the offensive line. He said he expects more fan heckling if Watson plays this season. Well, thank you very much, Captain Obvious. He went on to say, it seems, this is the money quote, we go with the money quote, but Tonio said, it seems like more than ever, it's Cleveland against the world. So we will be ready for it, but Tonio declared. All right, so let us discuss the question on this. We saw what happened in Jacksonville, a small snapshot, at a practice football game between Cleveland and Jacksonville. But the question is, Joe Petonio saying that it's Cleveland against the world with Deshaun Watson, is that inbounds or out of bounds? And I went to the replay and out of bounds on the replay. I've got Fortnite, chef's hat, and premeditated. And we will tie all of these things together. So, this is not about Cleveland. Because I'll bet you most people in Cleveland are not Browns fans. How about that? That is a hearty group of Browns fans. But it's about one guy and one guy only. Don't make this bigger than it is. Deshaun Watson is the one that's got the bullseye on him. He's in the crosshairs. And Joe Petonio knows this. He's aware of this. And so he's a guy waxing poetic. He gave a boilerplate response, a mix of sports cliches and platitudes. But Watson's the one that had the nails he got from Home Depot, and he made the bed of nails. He's the one that did this. Or I guess the bed of nails that was like a massage table that he did. But this is going to follow him around like a venereal disease. It is a rash that will flare up, cause pain. There'll be some itching, some abnormal discharges that Watson's going to have to deal with. But he's getting paid $230 million. The Browns are the ones paying him. But it's not Cleveland against the world. It's Deshaun Watson playing Fortnite in a battle royale against the world. Not the Browns. It's Watson. It's Watson by himself. Okay, and in part B of this, how would you rate the greetings of the Jacksonville fan, the Jag fan, for Deshaun Watson? So to sum it up in one word, glorious would be the word here. Glorious. Now, several of you sent me clips gleefully wanting me to see this over the weekend. The clips were from different vantage points around the stadium. So it wasn't a one-off where there was just one, five guys that were Jacksonville fans that were razzing Watson. No. This was profane to the membrane. It was wonderful. It was wonderful all over the stadium. I put on my chef's hat there, and I gave the Jag fan a sloppy chef's kiss. Bravo! Encore! Rerun! Do it again! That's the way you get her done. That's it right there. Deshaun Watson is notoriously thin-skinned. He got into it with me on social media before he was public enemy number one. We know about Deshaun is he likes small towels, baby oil, and a lot of cheers. And he likes being touched in certain ways. And we learned that from the lawsuits. But being a heathen, a football villain in polite society, is going to drive him to get a therapy animal. Maybe not even a therapy dog. Maybe he'll get a therapy Komodo dragon. His entire life, Watson has been put on a pedestal. Certainly since big-time college football at Clemson, he's been worshipped. If you don't believe me, ask Dabo Sweeney, who was licking his toes at Clemson there in Death Valley. Dabo went as far as to compare teams that passed on Watson to being similar to teams that passed on Michael Jordan in the 1984 NBA draft. Dabo said Watson was the epitome of everything that's good and right in this world. It's a quote. It's a quote from Dabo Sweeney. So that's the world Deshaun Watson grew up in as a football player. Who goofed? I've got to know. Dabo. I'm going to go with Dabo. But if the fans in Jacksonville were lobbing raspberries at this guy, imagine what it's going to be like for in the division opponents, the AFC North, rival towns like Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and then all the other places the Browns will travel to. And it's not going to happen this year because Watson, we believe, should and will be suspended for the entire year. That's the right thing to do. And most people with common sense know that that's what should happen. But get the old popcorn ready. Get the big bucket of popcorn. I recommend some chocolate, the sugar, the salt, the fat. Get that all going. You're good to go. All right, last word here. So ahead of the exhibition opener against Jacksonville, did you see what Deshaun Watson did? No, maybe not. Now, Watson conducted an in-house interview with the local yokel, the local station there, Cleveland News 5. That's where I go to get my news, Cleveland News 5. And so he did the interview prior to the game on the pregame show, and that is where he apologized. Oh, my God, he apologized. He apologized. He apologized to the women who have accused him of sexual misconduct, and the same women Watson paid. He paid them all except one. Quote, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all of the women that I have impacted in this situation. Close quote, Watson said during the pregame show interview that took place. Now, Watson had only granted interviews to two other reporters since he became a heathen in football, coming over to Cleveland from the Texans. So he's only done a couple of interviews prior to this. Now, he offered no apologies during either of those other interviews. Instead, he stated that he had no regrets about his behavior during the massage session in question. And this goes back to something that we have long said, that public figures should never apologize because it makes it worse. And this makes Deshaun Watson look like an even bigger dumbass that he apologized, right? Because you know he doesn't believe it at all that somebody who's advising him said, hey, why don't you apologize? And then, hey, maybe they'll suspend you for only 8 games or 10 games or something like that. And so when you ask the question, what do you make of Deshaun Watson's sudden pivot from no regrets to apologizing, it's obviously premeditated to check a box. And one of the big knocks against Watson was that he was unapologetic for playing pet the snake with the massage therapist. And you know, he had his anaconda out all the time, apparently.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
With that little towel, it couldn't protect the anaconda, and the anaconda would stand up. It was like a snake charmer. And so that's the big knock. And so Watson and his team carefully orchestrated a mea culpa. His posse picked a soft landing spot, friendly territory, the team broadcast partner for preseason games. Hello? Hello? Oh, my God. Preaching to the amen choir. That's what Deshaun was doing. And so that apology, it was not for any of the women. It was not for the fan. It was for one person and one person only. You want to take a guess who that apology was for? Ding, 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 ding. That's right. Former New Jersey Attorney General Peter C. Harvey. That's who that's for. That was for Peter C. Harvey. See, Peter, I'm so sorry to the women. I'm so sorry. Give me a break, Peter. Come on, Peter. I'm Deshaun effing Watson. I ran a petting zoo, but now I've apologized because I paid all the women off. So let me play. That's what that was. And he hopes this will lessen the suspension. And, you know, it's one of those things where, listen, there's a lot of dumb people. I love sports. There's a lot of dumb people that like sports. You're not one of the dumb people. There's a lot of dumb people that are sports fans. And, listen, idiots buy this stuff. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a moron. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on here, we will open the phone lines in a minute. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369 if you would like to be part of the show. Also available on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. If you're a big supporter of what we do here in the wee hours of the morning, late at night, while most people are sleeping, you're in for a treat here. We've got a global exclusive, a major piece of Maller Militia theme news that has been embargoed until right now. No one else has this, and we're about to give it to you. None of the other networks, they all want it. Every one of them says, boy, we wish we had this content, and we don't have the content. You're about, it's going to change your life. If you take advantage of it, it's going to change your life. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And out live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Double O Mexican in San Diego writes it. He says, 9.8 on the Maller monologue. Watson looked like a hostage when he was apologizing. Welcome back, Ben, from your suspension. Well, there was no suspension. It's a lie. Someone amongst us, not only a cheater, but a liar. You hate to see it. Rob in Vegas says, another Deshaun Watson Maller monologue. A+. From Rob in Vegas, he says, F. Altuve. Ferg Dog from Southern California writes in and says, maybe I missed it, but I don't think you mentioned that it's that in Deshaun Watson's debut, the Brownies won the game. That's why he's worth the big bucks. The burner account writes in and says, congratulations. Welcome back, Benjamin, from serving your 2-game suspension, he says, but it was... Was you cheating on the game shows or PEDs? Speaking of PEDs, what are your thoughts about the latest cheater in baseball? Take that, Padres. Now, we will address the big story while I was away. Next hour, we will have in-depth team coverage of cheater, Padres. Imagine being tied to a guy who's a PED cheat till 2035. Dummies.
But he had ringworm, Ben. He had ringworm.
Yeah, ringworm. Yeah. Well, the team's now got herpes, okay? So there you go. All right, my goodness. The sad Giant fan writes in. He says, A+ on the mound monologue. I think it's pretty funny that Watson ended up on the Browns for obvious reasons. The Browns deserve all the hate they get, but so should the other 13 teams that were interested in him, especially the Falcons, Panthers, Saints, and Bucks. Remember, Brady was retired. Mr. Luciano writes in. He says, A+ on the mound monologue. It's not sorry. Watson is not sorry at all, Mr. Luciano writes. He will be suspended for at least 10 games, maybe a whole year. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you for that. And Anthony in Anaheim says, can we be Mama Lukes? He says, well, Anthony, if you do something silly, you are a Mama Luke. That's what happens. Keith in NorCal says, are the Browns going to give up the dog pound for the anaconda cage? Well, they should. Just Josh in Cincinnati, he writes in. He says, Watson made a bed of nails, all right, out of some cheap-ass Lee press-ons, a walking disaster at quarterback. I do agree he'll need a support animal. When the smoke clears, it'll be a wiener dog. Yeah. Well, I think snake would be a way to go, too. I think that would be... That would be, not a bad move. Not a bad move either. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. The real fake news account says, Maller, why the kid gloves? Creepy Deshaun Watson. Accused serial sexual predator and rapist Deshaun Watson is a bit more accurate. Well, I guess I'm fake news. You're the fake news account. That would put me in that category. Eugene in Chicago writes in, says, Ben, I cannot... front without Tatis, I think he's a word missing here from this, but he wants me to talk about Tatis. The Padres can't win against the Dodgers. Damn Fernando. Now I have to jump on the Mets bandwagon for the playoffs this fall. Well, of course you do, Eugene. Listen, I saw you, Eugene, last year. This guy, Eugene, in Chicago. All right. Every round of the playoffs, the Rams, they were going against, oh, Kyler Murray's going to beat you. Oh, you can't beat Tom Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's so good. Oh, Joe Burrow. Every round, this guy busted my balls. And then he, like a snail, he went back into his shell, is what he did. He hid. It's a bad job by him.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Michelin tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
News from the NFL. I don't know if there's a Maller monologue coming up about this. But coming up tomorrow here in Los Angeles, Zach Wilson has a procedure on his knee after being injured in the preseason game over the weekend. Early reports are saying out a couple of weeks, but head coach Robert Saleh was saying they're not going to know definitively until the doctor gets in there and takes a look around at the knee as far as what Zach Wilson's status will be.
Yeah.
Well, for the start of the season.
I debated whether or not that rose to the level of a Maller monologue, and I said Jets. I kept saying Jets, and I said, nah, that's not good. That's not good enough for a full Maller monologue. I would have tripped over my tongue if I had attempted to do another Jets monologue. I'll leave that for like Jason Smith. Now, maybe tomorrow something will come out. The surgery will be botched, or the procedure will be botched, or whatever, and then they'll end up announcing he's going to miss an extended period of time. But you know who the backup quarterback is for the New York Jets?
Is it Jump Ball Joe?
Yeah, Jump Ball Joe Flacco. And it gets even better, because if this works the way it appears that it's going to work, and you take a little peekaboo at the New York Jets schedule, and you say, all right, well, the Jets, I mean, who pays attention to the Jets? Who do they open up with? Who do the Jets be? Oh, wait a minute, Eddie. They open up with the Baltimore Ravens. But that game is in New Jersey, but Joe Flacco versus his old team, the Ravens. What an amazing game that will be.
Yeah, I'm setting the DVR for that one.
Must-see TV. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we promised a big announcement. And we are going to make the announcement right now for you and for you only, a global exclusive major Maller Militia news. And we have, for the first time since the pandemic started, locked down a date for a Maller Show meet and greet. It has not happened. I did one of these in Wisconsin. Last minute, a family friend owns a Mexican restaurant in Appleton, Wisconsin. So at the last minute, I threw something together and people were ripping me. Why are you not at a restaurant that serves cheese curds? What's wrong with you? But that I ended up at this this really good Mexican place in Appleton. And we had some listeners show up from around Green Bay and all over the northern part of Wisconsin. Nobody from Minnesota. I had a bunch of people say, oh, we're going to go. And then they say, well, I couldn't make it, whatever. But this is the first one we've done since 2019, and actually I think before that we had some minor league appearances where everyone was a part of it. Last one I did outside of Wisconsin was just before the end of 2019. We were at a restaurant in Seattle. Jay Scoop helped put that together with the Northwestern contingent of the Maller group. But this time it's different. The Maller meet and greet is going to take place coming up here in less than 2 weeks, and it is going to happen at a location. For the first time, we've done this in Southern California. It's going to happen. Now, Eddie Garcia, where is the exact location right now? Eddie Garcia with the location.
You, like, want the actual address?
Yeah, no, the name of the place. No, the name of it.
It's in La Mirada. We wanted to keep it down in the Orange County area.
In Southern California here. It's in Orange County, kind of near the L.A.-Orange County border. Yeah. Right?
The place is called 1260.
1260.
It is a restaurant/bar, and it's attached to a hotel, I'm told. So if anybody gets too liquored up, they can just maybe crash there. But anyway.
Nice.
So not this Friday, but next Friday.
Okay.
We're going to do, it closes at 10, so
it's
going to go 6 to 10.
That's 4 hours of time. That's like an entire show. 4 hours of time.
We will tweet out all of the details so Coop doesn't get a million phone calls about it.
Yeah.
But we would like for you to please RSVP. And when we say that, what we mean is, if you know you're going to show up, 100%, I'm going to be there. Yeah. Then tell us. Maybe I'll be there, I'm gonna try to be there. No, we're trying to get a head count so the people there can understand you know, yeah, how much room they're going to have and food respect, and all that kind of stuff.
We respect the fact, Eddie. People have jobs, and maybe they're not sure they can make it, which is fine, but don't tell us you're going to be there if you're not going to be.
Yes, please.
Don't let us know. That's all I'm saying. And we have some bets among the staff. Will we get more people for this than we had? I had a great turnout in Boston. We did this years ago, and we had a wonderful turnout in Seattle. Wisconsin was not that great, but will we get more people than the top one that we've done? We've done some minor league baseball appearances at a few stadiums. They've had us throw out the first pitch over the years, which has been a lot of fun. And so I'm excited about that. And so if you're within a reasonable amount of travel time, we don't do these things very often. We haven't done anything in years because of COVID and all that. So this is
I was surprised you told me you have not done an L.A. meet and greet since you were a local L.A. guy.
No, I've not.
That is crazy.
I've not. For whatever reason,
that's
never pops
years,
up.
Man.
It's over 20. I can't believe it's been that long, but it's been.
So this is a big deal. Yeah, this may not have deal. Another one for 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. But the way things are going, you never know. So we'd love to meet you. It'd be great if you're a big fan of the show. And who knows, every time we do these things, somebody comes from far away. We've had Queen Roxanne. She showed up to one of the minor league appearances. She flew out from Colorado.
Salsa?
Salsa. That's right. From Puerto Rico. He traveled. We had, remember the one?
Arik in Minnesota came to a baseball
game. Oh, yeah, he flew in
game.
From
yeah.
Minnesota for a minor league baseball appearance that we did. And we had some fans in Washington from the Northwest that had come down to Bakersfield. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'll be there. Eddie's going to be there. But will Roberto and Coop show up? They are invited. But
they're both very excited about this.
I'm hearing rumors that they would rather have a root canal than meet the fans of the show. I don't know if that's the case or not. So
Coop, I thought, was going to be in Vegas, and then when he told me reluctantly, I'm going to be around.
But that is a long
drive. Roberto's got a big wedding that week.
I was just about to say, it's not about meeting people. It's about being on Southern California freeways afternoon
come
on Friday.
This is the first in 20 years.
Come on, Coop. This is historic.
This is like seeing a meteor or something.
This is an amazing thing here. And now, this also puts undue pressure on super fans of the show in Southern California.
Yes, it does.
Because, like, if you're Ferg Dog or Supermarket Steve,
Manuel and Gardena,
Double O Mexican in San Diego, this puts an immense amount of pressure on you to show up on this event.
Well, Manuel Gardena, that's like 5 minutes away for him. Yeah, so
could
he
Poppy
should be there?
Be there?
But Manuel came here.
Oh yeah, he's already done the meat thing here. Yeah. Yeah. But this is different. This is like, you know, eating appetizers, eating the good food at the restaurant, and then enjoying the company, meeting other listeners. It'll be a lot of fun. So again, what's the location, Eddie? You'll tweet this out.
I will. But for people who aren't on social media, it's 1260. It is in La Mirada on Firestone Boulevard
in Southern California. Yeah. Here. So if you want to meet us, it'd be great to meet you. We'll have a lot of fun. We'll have a good time there for 4 hours. 4 hours. Oh, my God. That's a long time. 4 hours that we'll be hanging out. And I look forward to it. It'd be nice to do that again. And haven't done this in a while here. I haven't done in Southern California where we broadcast from in a long time. So if you're a big fan of the show and you want to meet us, that would be your opportunity. At least me and Eddie. Maybe Roberto shows up. Like, you have a wedding, Roberto. Are you in the wedding?
Yeah, my daughter's in the wedding.
Your daughter's in the
wedding?
Yeah. Where's the wedding? Is it local?
It's local, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. You're all right. You know, I think you're good. Because, you know, your daughter's so little. Like, yeah, she's not going to remember anyway from the Friday.
Yeah, but they want to do their stuff on Friday before they get ready for the wedding on Saturday. So.
Oh, stop. Listen, you've got a big social event you must be at. So we began with Deshaun Watson. We will take some calls here along the way, but that was the big announcement.
We have our first RSVP.
Oh, we do.
Miguel on Fire says he will be there.
I'm excited. So we at least have one, Eddie.
Yeah.
It'll just be us hanging out with Miguel.
That's as many as I had in Chicago when it was just me and Doc Mike.
Well, that's because everyone was worried Doc was going to throw urine on them. And that was a concern there. Anyway, time now for we'll have the MLB pick 'em. Here's the Who Am I game. Known as a return specialist, I became the first player in Super Bowl history to return a kickoff for a touchdown. Again, known as a return specialist, I did become the first player in Super Bowl history to return a kickoff for a touchdown. Who am I? The answer. And the MLB pick, and we'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
For better or worse, the Ben Maller Show is not general issue sports talk. The Maller Militia is all-inclusive, welcoming everyone from the country club to the trailer park. Facebook's a fun zone for all of us. You can chat with other P1s. It's free and easy. Just like our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got the MLB pick-up coming up for you. The Who Am I game as well. And the question. The Who Am I game question, known as a return specialist, I became the first player in Super Bowl history to return a kickoff for a touchdown.
Who?
Daniel in, I believe, Ohio says Jay Collinsworth is the answer. Who else do we have? Raheem Rocket Ismail, guessed by Mason in Huntington Beach in SoCal, not to be confused with the other Rocket pitcher from the radio game show. He says, who else do we have? Let's see, Page down. I see Big Lou from the LBC is going to be at the Maller meet and greet. Robbie the Mariner fan going with Devin Hester as his answer. Mayor Parker the Snow Dog says it's Glenn Milburn. That's the way to go. Who else?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's an old name. Stone Cold Steve Austin from Rob in Vegas. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, guessed by the Dixter account. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, got it right. Clearly cheating. Bad job by him. Chad McLobster, guessed by the Edmund Washington Garcia account. Who else do we have? The Russian kid says he's still alive. He's just taking a social media break. Terry in England was guessed by Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, the great opiner. There's a blast from the past. SoCal musician says H&R Block, the return specialist, that is the answer. Mr. Nice Guy going with Bill Clinton. Mark DeWalker says he's got less than 2 weeks to get to Southern California from Rochester. Better start walking now. John got it right, says the guy went to his alma mater. Desmond Howard, guessed by Double O Mexican, who says he will not be able to RSVP, although he plans on attending. He said it's a Mexican thing. To ask Roberto about that.
Arriba, arriba, yeah. Andre.
Anthony in Anaheim went with Big Sean in Buffalo. Well, there's a blast from the past. Whatever happened to that guy? Big Sean in Buffalo. He used to call the show. Who else do we have? Damon Heward, guessed by Rob in Minnesota. Miguel on Fire says Crazy Legs Hirsch is the way to go. All right, Eddie, you have an answer. It is not former Chief Dante Hall, guessed by Jason in Denver.
I think I do know this. Is it Fulton Walker from the Miami Dolphins?
You're going with Fulton Walker, Eddie, is your answer. And that, Eddie, is correct. That is right. You got it right. Fulton Walker, he did it against the Washington Redskins.
And they lost that game.
In, mid-'80s, right? Well, what Super Bowl was that? I don't know what number that is. But he led the NFL in return average 1983 out of West Virginia. Fulton Walker.
17, I believe.
Super Bowl 17, yeah. Eddie said.
That was a while ago.
Long, long ago. Let's go to the phones. Blind Scott is up first here, and he is in Boston. Hello, Blind Scott.
I sit down when I pee.
Was on hold like I was talking to the producer. I'd love to come to the meet and greet, you know, and I just need a hand getting out there. Maybe somebody from the Boston area could contact me on Instagram at blind_Boston. We could go together. But, dude, I was listening to your monologue. You hit it right on the head. These people that listen to sports are stupid. You got the biggest bunch of idiots. Like, look at some of these tweets that came in. Like Robin Vegas, the dude tweets the same thing every show. He's a bootlicker just for you. You know, he's got like the biggest man crush on you. Anthony in Anaheim, same thing. Biggest dummy in the world. Just Josh. The guy only knows how to bang a hammer. Every tweet he sends is about banging a hammer, you know? Not the brightest bulbs that listen to sports. That's why they'll forgive Deshaun Watson, because they're idiots. They just want to sit in front of the TV, drink a beer, eat a sub. Hey, one more thing. At this party, is Eddie's furry friends going to be there, like the bronies and the furry friends? And
Eddie, will your furry friends be there, Eddie? Will the Star Wars contingent make an appearance?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
I might come as a cat, you know, because I know Eddie's into that.
What kind of cat? What kind of cat? Like a pussy cat? What are we looking at?
Maybe like a witch type of cat, or like maybe I get to come as a wolf, maybe? Or
will you put a pump pussy right there.
I don't know that his dog is going to appreciate
that.
What about
Dylan? Will you be bringing Dylan?
Yeah, I love to bring Dylan. Dylan's real timid. When I do a sports radio call, Dylan gets wicked jealous.
So again, Blind Scott, if someone wants to pay for Blind Scott to go to the appearance in Southern California, you're willing to accept, yes?
Yeah, I'm blind underscore Boston on Instagram. You got to help me get my dog on a plane.
All right. We don't have that. Please.
I'm sure that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to take place. All right, here we go. Time now for the MLB Pick'em, and looky who's going first. That would be me. I will take...
What? You weren't even here.
Sandy Alcantara as the first pick. Roberto.
Let's go with here many ways.
Hurry up.
Let's go with Aaron Judge.
Yankees are slumping. Yeah. Go ahead, Eddie. Go ahead.
Ohtani, the pitcher.
All right, Kubaloop. Hurry up. Chop.
Garrett Cole.
All right. One more. Right.
And Ohtani, the batter.
All right, Eddie.
Jose Ramirez.
Roberto.
Mookie Betts.
I'm going to take, let me see here, Luis Arise, and I'll take, I'm talking over myself. Jose Ramirez.
Didn't you just pick Jose Ramirez?
I picked Jose Ramirez.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. Mookie Betts.
Roberto picked Mookie Betts.
I wasn't listening. Max Muncy. I'll take Muncy.
Forfeit your pick.
Alec Bohm.
Pete Alonso.
Austin Riley.
We got it in.
No.
No, we didn't.
No?
Way over.
Luis Castillo.
No, it's over.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.